Shimon Systems, you guys are here, booth station number 3 here, the pavilion at Demo 06. What are you showing?
Yeah, we are showing a product called BioNet Guard, which is provides a fingerprint control access to Wi-Fi LAN.
Nice. More Wi-Fi is being out there.
That's correct. You know, the Wi-Fi, as we all know it, have a very weak security. So we provide a device called BioNet Guard, which stores the fingerprints, as well as it's a complete authentication device, standalone, has its own processor, has its own memory. So you can store up to 500 users or the users with their fingerprints.
So does it do address management, or is it more security?
Security.
Solution.
Family for security. So if you are not a registered user with your fingerprint, you will not be allowed to get into the Wi-Fi network.
Are you actually talking about actually the real fingerprint as someone's thumb, or a fingerprint as in a security mechanism?
No, we do...
Biometrics, fingerprint?
Yeah, we have a sensor where we'll capture the fingerprint and digitize and store the fingerprint template into our BioNet Guard. So the idea there is that once you are registered in the system, you can go to any computer, give you a fingerprint, and you're allowed to log in.
Fortify is the name because what we do simply is we hacker-proof the software. So we're not the network, not the machine itself. We're involved with securing those applications. And today's hackers attack the applications.
There's a lot of vulnerabilities. All kinds of backdoors. Software is buggy, naturally.
Right. And it's the ecosystem software exists within. So you need to have something that's going to provide a security layer on top of that. What we're announcing today is something that doesn't need source code, and you can do this after applications are deployed already, and it'll take them and add this extra layer of protection to it.
How do you guys do that?
Well, in part, it's some of our secret sauce, and that what we can do is we can take Java applications and .NET applications, and we know how to read that object code, and we're able to put in our guards in the right places. And where we know where to put them, or how we know where to put them, is because our earlier products look at source code analysis, and we're able to find and eliminate vulnerabilities at that end. So we're using that same knowledge base, but now in a runtime mode.
MI5 networks, yeah.
All right, you guys, Enterprise Spygate, spyware?
Correct.
I put it together?
You got it.
Okay.
So we're launching your line of anti-spyware appliances for the mid and large enterprises. Plugs right into the edge of the network, blocks spyware from coming in, and also prevents already ineffective machines from phoning home information, which is really what the information security folks care about.
Spyware is huge. None of these software packages really work. And I actually just reformatted my hard disk. It's a pain in the ass.
That's oftentimes exactly what IT shops and enterprises just spend all their time doing, is reformatting hard drives. So the main thing is, and the thing why people like it on the gateway, is prevent it before it ever gets deep into your network. So we have the first real-time engine that basically blocks spyware across all ports and protocols. Mm-hmm. Then we're also the only company that has an auditing capability. So rather than most proxy products that you have to go reconfigure your network, you just plug into our network, see exactly how many machines are infected with what, how spyware is coming in your organization, and then decide if you want to go turn it into block and loot.
We're here at BroadRAM. What are you guys showing?
We are a content delivery system, new technology that allows you to take multiple formats in large sizes and deliver it on the internet without needing to install any third-party applications or anything more than a browser and 100K worth of internet access, worth of bandwidth to deliver it.
So media files these days, video, podcasts, are all big fat files, and download speeds are kind of a pain in the butt. Where's that all going?
Well, actually it goes out of the window with us, because we don't care about terms including streaming, downloading, buffering, caching, codecs, media player this, media player that. We don't care about any of that.
How does your system work?
It's a thin client technology that allows us to put content on a server and deliver it to the end user in 1 or 2 seconds anywhere in the world, despite its format and size. For example, we can take 100 gigs worth of video, convert it with our system, put it online. There is no proprietary format. There is no players. You open a browser, click on the content. It opens in 1 or 2 seconds anywhere in the world at 100K worth of access.
Going to ambush me.
All right. We're here with Greg with NewsGator at Demo. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, John.
So what are you guys showing today? You guys are a great company, but just give us a quick overview of what you're showing.
We're actually launching our publisher solution, or what we call NewsGator hosted solution. What it's all about is it allows you as a publisher to actually integrate a whole RSS experience right into your website. So basically your users can come, they can subscribe to content, and you can they can actually view it right there on your site. You're not losing people, you're not losing visitors to other aggregators like my Yahoo or NewsGator Online or something like that. You're actually keeping people right there on your site, building loyalty, and actually recommending content for them as well.
Are you aggregating the aggregators? I mean, a lot of people have the subscriptions, and then the aggregators make the subscriptions easier to deal with. Now you have more aggregators. It's another level of abstraction of complexity, right? How do you see that?
Well, you can look at it that way. But really, we're just allowing publishers to, you know, kind of bring that aggregation experience right onto their own site.
So give me, can you give me an example?
Some of the announcements we made are Newsweek, Macworld, and we actually have a major publisher that's going to go live tomorrow. So that'll be pretty cool, and you'll see it on stage at the demo.
Okay, and they're pulling in external feeds?
External feeds and their own content as well. So all in one fell swoop, they're getting a personalization experience for their users, plus pulling in third-party content from bloggers or other publishers.
Strikeforce Technologies.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, station number 12. Hi, George, how are you?
Hi, John, how are you doing?
So what are you guys showing here today?
We're showing an anti-key login toolbar that fits right in your browser. It stops the keyboard login. That's a big problem in the industry. This is strictly, it's a download right to your browser. You press a little button and it stops instantly the key loggers from grabbing all your personal information or financial information.
Pay by touch online. Just a lot of people hanging around the booth here. I saw, you know, all the major reporters here. You know, even Dan Farber stopped by, who's pretty hot on the new trend. So what are you showing?
So for the last 18 months, we've been deploying at grocery retailers and other major retailers a solution that allows the consumer to substitute their checkbook and all the payment cards for simply using the unique qualities of their finger. They sign up for the service one time, and then we allow them to go to the check stand, and they place their finger on this little device that's next to the point of sale that identifies who they are. And then once it's identified, then we provide the loyalty information, the payment information, and verify their age. So it's a convenience and security benefit to the consumer. And so what we're actually unveiling here at Demo is extending those same set of capabilities from brick and mortar to the internet.
Phishing, encryption, all kinds of security holes,
Absolutely. The rise of crimeware, we've all heard about spyware and adware. In 2006, we're going to hear a lot about crimeware. In fact, Symantec added it as one of their top threats in 2005, increasing 54% year over year. So, you know, people are concerned. In fact, Visa International came out with a survey last week. The top consumer worry worldwide was the theft of personal and financial information. It beat out terrorism, job loss, natural disaster.
I was just talking to Strikeforce right across their booth there. And again, I mean, it's got the key loggers to all kinds of crimeware, spyware, crap infiltrating people's lives.
Yes. So what we want to do is we want to give consumers the trust and confidence, you know, back and using the internet to transact, and we also want to give them the convenience. And we're the only solution on the marketplace that does not trade off convenience for increased security.
Multiverse Network. You guys are in Mountain View. I heard that.
Yeah. We're sort of in the heart of the Googleplex. Google is taking over all the buildings around us, and we're this last bastion of non-Googletude.
Gaming's a huge thing, huge phenomenon on the entertainment side.
Yeah.
But on the technical side, it's revolutionary. There's a whole new breed of developers.
Yep.
Media developers, game developers,
absolutely,
whatever you want to call them. You guys have a great product for them. Talk about what you're doing.
Well, we are trying to make it easier for just those guys to get into the massively multiplayer online game space, the MMO space. Right now it costs about $20 million, $10 to $20 million, maybe as much as $50 million to make one of these MMOs. So indie developers are completely barred entry into coming into this space. Only the big guys can compete. So we figured, okay, let's build the tools and the technology needed to let those guys get into this space, create games for way less money, and have them bring their creativity and their wild, weird ideas into this space so we get more than just the men in tights games. We're a bunch of early days, pre-IPO Netscape guys, and we did our part to help build the web, the technology that enabled the web 10 years ago. And the same thing that happened then, we think is going to happen now, which is to change the economics of being able to create online content so that it's not just AOL, CompuServe, and Genie 10 years ago. Suddenly they've got the web. Anybody can put together a website, which changes the economics, lets guys like Yahoo, Google start out in dorm rooms and garages and build huge, big old companies. We're thinking we're going to see the same thing here with massively multiplayer online games.
We're here at station number 2. Azos. Smart Energy Alert. So what are you showing?
Well, we're showing actually it's Get Me Now and Smart Emergency Alert. And those are embedded solutions for wireless devices that allow for or create transform wireless devices into smart life links for emergency communication. In essence, it transforms a wireless device so that it enables emergency calls to come through, whether you're on the phone or your phone is asleep.
The company's name is Astav.
Astav, okay. A-S-T-A-V.
And we are showing what we call NoFish technology. And the NoFish technology is a technology that uses secure two-factor authentication. And the idea is that it protects somebody even if they have given up their username and password. So it's very simple. May I just show you?
Yeah.
So what happens is...
So he's on, he logs in, demo, okay.
In, and I log in as myself, George. That's my pretty simple username. I click submit. Now what happens is I get a call on my cell phone in this case. Now, it doesn't need to be a cell phone. It can be a landline, it can be email. But essentially I get this second channel. And it asks me, we can't really hear it in here, but it comes up and it says, this is sign save. And verifying that George is logging on. And press the star key if it's a fraudulent login, or enter your password.
So it's sign-in insurance, basically.
It's essentially, that's exactly it. It's a second factor authentication.
How do people learn more for more information?
Probably they can go to www.astav.net.
Astav.net. A-S-T-A-V.net.
Exactly.
That's good branding. If you forget it once, then you may not come back again.
That's exactly
okay.
It.
Okay, Astav.net. It's good, good gimmick. We got some people here from IBM looking at it. You guys want to buy this company? I mean, IBM's in this business. Say, what do you guys think of the show?
We're just looking at to see, understand how things are going.
What do you think of the show so far?
Very interesting. Very interesting companies showing. Looks good. Looks like another good demo show.
Yeah, big. Is it an upswing? New momentum? Market's coming back?
Very different momentum than previous demos that I've been to. It's more on the consumer-oriented side, which is also very favorable, considering that also bleeds over.
Okay, you guys just kind of looking at the new technology, scouring the landscape?
Scouring the landscape and understanding how things are going.
We're at booth 8, Open Connect System. What are you guys showing?
Well, we have new technology that allows you to automatically observe what's going on in your mainframe environment for your whole 3270 network and then make it dramatically more productive. And you can do it today. Something that isn't done by current approaches to the problems. We actually learn what your system's doing. We build an emergent model that's really a as-is model and lets you understand where most of the time is being taken out with your transactions and make them more productive.
Who's your target customer?
Well, any large enterprise that spends a lot of money on mainframe computing.
So basically have all this maintenance budget. You guys want to come in, help them out?
Not just maintenance budget. It's actually taking a look at where they're spending time and how to be more productive, especially people who are looking to do web services.
So for the CIO, what's the bumper sticker that's for him, that tagline you guys want?
We can get you more business value today. You don't have to wait 18 months until the Army of Consultants borrows your watch and tells you what time it is. We already know, you already know, and we can get there for you within a month.
Edward Peters, the CEO?
I'm the CEO of Open Connect Systems, Dallas, Texas.
Okay, thanks for the podcast.